The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. You hear me talking about MyPillow products? Well, I don't want to talk right now about MyPillow products, although they're great, and I am very proud and pleased to endorse them. But just for a few minutes, I want to talk about the MyPillow guy, who is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is just an absolute miracle of God. I mean, he really is. And to kind of illustrate that, I don't know how many of you were watching, but it's been a few weeks ago. Mike Lindell was featured with several other business owners in a Rose Garden press conference. President Trump acknowledged several CEOs of American companies that had stepped up to the plate to help with the COVID-19 crisis. One was a CEO of a pharmaceutical company. One was the CEO of a medical instruments company. I don't remember the others, but Mike Lindell was one of them because their plant in Minnesota switched from making pillows and pillowcases and all of that, over to 70% of their manufacturing went over to making masks. And they were giving them to hospitals across America. And Mike Lindell was just one of the CEOs that were featured, introduced by the president, and they were able to give just a few words. Now, if you'll remember, the other CEOs got up and said, well, we appreciate the opportunity to help America, and this is a kind of time that we all come together, and our company is proud to be a part of the effort to help, you know, and so forth. Mike Lindell comes up and says, hey, I just want you to know I'm a follower of Jesus. Did you hear that? Do you remember that? And the news media went absolutely crazy when he did that. I mean, they went crazy. How could the president allow this religious fanatic to get up in front of, you know? Well, in a recent interview, someone asked him about that time in the Rose Garden. It was, in fact, it was on March 30th. It was longer ago than I remember. It was back on March 30th. And Mike Lindell, in a recent interview, when he was asked about that, he said, all my friends are going, what's the crack addict doing next to the president? Because that's part of his background. Mike Lindell was a hopeless crack addict. You may have heard me say this. His addiction to crack was so bad that his dealers, the guys who were selling him the crack, hosted an intervention. And they got with Mike Lindell and they said, hey, your addiction is so bad, so bad, so bad, you're going to die, and we're not going to be guilty of your death, so we're not selling you drugs anymore. That was how bad it was. So Mike Lindell says, When his friends saw him standing next to the president, all my friends are going, what's the crack addict doing next to the president? And then he said this. You know what they're saying? He's talking about his friends. They're saying Jesus is real because it's impossible for that to happen. Well, Mike Lindell also was asked in this recent interview about the criticism that he's receiving. Quote, a CNN executive editor commented sarcastically on a retweet of a video of Lindell's remarks. Quote, in case you were wondering what MyPillow is doing in a time of coronavirus, well, Mike Lindell said, I've just given it to God. Why? Because he had just completed the conversion of 200,000 square feet in his factory to produce millions of masks for healthcare workers. And yet the news media, the liberal left, were just slamming him cruelly. Lindell said his critics aren't going to change his Christian beliefs, and shaming me for my past just doesn't work. They come from a place of wounds, too. Speaking of his critics, they're looking for hope, too. And until they find Jesus, they are lost. Quote, when media figures criticize him, he said, I just send him a bunch of pillows. Among the recipients of his patented pillow are Bill Maher, Stephen Colbert, and many others. Quote, it's hard for them to shame me. I've already said I'm a crack addict. It's pretty hard for them to badmouth somebody who is using his story to help other people. Lindell said some of the empathy for his critics comes from growing up as a shy kid striving for attention, suffering from shame and self-loathing. Lindell said initially he was reluctant to talk about the God factor in his story. Of all people, it was the legendary Don Imus who said, you got a calling on your life, you don't need to be ashamed to talk about Jesus. Isn't that interesting? He was the one who asked me where I got the idea for my pillow, and I said, well, from God. Don Imus said, well, now don't get all crazy on me. But Lindell described it as a specific revelation, like a download from God, that God gave him the idea, the plan for inventing the MyPillow. Anyway, it goes on. Lindell said while he sees the hand of God all through his life, he didn't fully surrender his life to Jesus until February of 2017. Before then, nevertheless, he knew the many miracles in his life were from God. He recalls when he began pulling together the stories of his life, the book took 7 years to write. It came clear that this has to be God because it's impossible otherwise. He said there were many episodes he had to leave out because they would have sounded so fantastic to the reader that they would have discredited the book. My friends would say, put that in, and I'd say, hey, people would not believe it. They'd say the guy is nuts. And you might know, want to know also that proceeds from the book go to his Lindell Recovery Network, which helps free people from addictions. He said his friends also thought that he was nuts for printing an initial run of 3 million copies. They said, quote, you're going to sell 3 million? I said, no, I plan on selling 30 million. And again, all the proceeds go to his foundation to help addicts like he was. And again, I don't tell you that story to get you to order MyPillow products, but it's such a great story of the power of God, the power of grace, the power of forgiveness, and what can happen when you totally, fully, completely, and unconditionally surrender yourself to the hand of God. I've met Mike Lindell on two or three occasions. He's the real deal. He was on one of the trips to Israel that I went on. And although this was a few years ago before he had such prominence, and I knew I recognized him, but for most of the trip, I couldn't figure out who in the world he was until the last day. And I thought, oh, that's the pillow guy. But in not knowing who he was, I watched him. He's the real deal. He really is. He's genuine. And his book, I think, will be a blessing and a help to you. All right. Just wanted to share that with you. So much bad news, so much evil going around in the world. It's great to know that God does change people by his grace. All right. Going to take a break, and then we'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Okay, we are facing more and more opposition to our Christian faith here in America. There's no doubt that Christians are being singled out by companies, organizations, politicians. There is no doubt that much of our Christian freedom and liberty and constitutional rights are under attack. No doubt about any of that. But we still have it awfully good, folks. Listen to this story of a Christian man in India by the name of Mudu, M-U-D-U. I assume that's his first name. He was in the Kunti district of India's Jharkhand state. He converted to Christianity from Hinduism 4 years ago. But on June 7th, just not long ago, he was killed by a mob of radical Hindus because he had converted to Christianity. We hear a lot about radical Islam and how they are killing others. They are killing Christians, persecuting Christians. We don't hear nearly as much about radical Hindus, but it is an enormous problem, particularly in countries like India. Mudu, 27, was attacked and murdered by a group of armed men because he had converted to Christianity. Quote, Mudu's family were the only Christians living in their village. They had faced threats to their lives and had survived one violent attack on their home 2 years ago. Mudu was killed on June 7th when a mob showed up at his house, broke down the front door, and attacked him with weapons. During the brutal attack, his throat was cut. Bindu, his wife, told Christian Solidarity Worldwide, quote, after hearing the men at the front door, my husband knew that our lives were in danger and that the men had bad intentions. Mudu then told his wife, and I quote, I might be killed, but please remain strong. Never give up your faith in Jesus, even if they kill me. This man's only been saved for 4 years. Only Christians in their entire village converted to Christianity, a follower of Christ from Hindu. They might kill me, but this is what he said to his wife as they were breaking down the door. They might kill me, but please remain strong. Never give up your faith in Jesus, even if they kill me. Bindu, the wife, and the couple's two daughters fled the village after her husband's murder since none of their neighbors would give them shelter. The police investigation into Mudu's murder is ongoing. That was on June 7th. Small village. No suspects have been arrested in his killing. I'm just reminded that this kind of thing is happening basically on a daily basis all over the world. Our brothers and sisters in Christ are giving their lives for their faith all over the world. I think most of you know this, but the general public does not. There is more Christian persecution today than at any time in history. More persecution today. More Christians are dying for their faith today than any time in history. More Christian martyrs than any time in history. Most people on the street think that Christian martyrdom was only in the first century when Christians were fed to the lions in Rome. Well, Christians were indeed fed to the lions in Rome, primarily not in the Colosseum, however. That is that's a fabrication. Some Christians were fed to lions in the Colosseum, but those events were so popular the Colosseum would not hold the crowds. And so they went down the road to the Circus Maximus. The Colosseum would hold, what, I think 30, 40,000? The Circus Maximus would hold, that's where they had the chariot races, would hold way over 100,000 people. The ruins are there today, have been there. And that's where they fed the Christians of the lions. But even as severe as the persecution in the first century was, there is more martyrdom today, more Christian persecution today than at any time in the history of the church. Don't forget to count your blessings. And don't forget to pray for the persecuted church. They're all over the world. All over the world. Yeah, things are crazy in America right now. They really are. Unprecedented times of division and strife and turmoil. And yes, even sickness. But we are still incredibly blessed of God. Blessed of God.